Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced today that the U.S. is ending its policy of letting a select few countries buy oil from Iran.
Last November, we granted exemptions from our sanctions to seven countries and to Taiwan. With this, is to give our allies and partners to wean themselves off of Iranian oil and to assure a well-supplied oil market. Today, I'm announcing that we will no longer grant any exemptions. We're going to zero.
For more, we're joined by Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So, first of all, what exactly is the U.S. going to do now if a country decides it still wants to buy oil from Iran?
It would impose economic penalties on any companies or financial institutions that continue to take part in transactions linked to buying Iranian oil. And so here's the key. These countries could lose access to the all-important U.S. financial system and also the ability to do business with the U.S. or U.S. companies.
So China and India are the two biggest countries that have received waivers in the past. They would now no longer have those waivers. What would the impact be there?
Well, I want to just focus on China specifically because obviously we have so much going on with China. These trade talks are still going on and they certainly complicate efforts to sever the Beijing ties to Tehran. There's also been some notion that perhaps there could be a workaround, a carve-out. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, he did not actually rule out the possibility of some sort of limited exemption. So maybe there's a pathway there.
So there are big questions about what all of this is going to mean for oil prices around the world. The White House is already saying, oh, Saudi Arabia and the UAE will pump more oil to pick up some of the slack. Is that as simple as it sounds?
Probably not, because nothing is, right? The Saudi energy minister said that the country would coordinate with fellow oil producers to, quote, ensure adequate supplies are available to consumers. But, you know, honestly, there's not a lot of information here. And don't forget that Saudi Arabia, which is part of OPEC, has been part of a effort since the beginning of the year to tighten up supply and increase prices. And that's part of the reason why prices had been rising even before this announcement.
So what are we expecting when it comes to what will happen with not only oil prices, but also gas prices, which tend to follow oil prices up when they go higher?
You know, when you look at the prices since the beginning of the year, crude oil, both the global market with Brent crude futures and the U.S. market, the intermediate term crude oil, trending higher. If you look at the year to date, coming into today's session, Brent risen by more than a third this year. U.S. crude oil has soared more than 44%. We're about $65 a barrel. And this has indeed translated already to higher prices at the pump. 59% of a gallon of gas is determined by the price of crude oil. The Energy Information Administration said that during the first week of January, we were paying about, on average, $2.24 a gallon. By mid-April, the price was already $2.83. I hate to say this, but if prices keep rising, we can expect that your summer road trip might get a bit more expensive before you head out. You're going to have to look at different routes, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. By the way, I was just in California where it's already like $4 a gallon.
Yeah, it's
a
insane,
different world.
Right?
All right. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst at CBS News. Thank you.
Take care.